one of the movies of this season as we're getting closer to Christmas, because I've heard they're already playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving. One of the movies is It's a Wonderful Life, a Frank Capra movie starring Jimmy Stewart, about a person who has great dreams for his life, about leaving his town and doing something great. But every time he wants to leave, something stops him from going. Something stops him from achieving his dream. And he comes to a place of utter despair in his life when money is lost and his little savings and loan bank is about to go under. And an angel appears to him and shows him what the world would be like without him. And this experience of realizing that no person who has friends, who cares about other people, is a loser, is a failure. But if you have friends, if you honestly love other people, you are already a success because you are the dream. Having a dream and achieving and succeeding are one thing. But becoming a loving person and becoming the dream, a good human being, is the goal of life. All those other things that people sometimes value more than their own character are really tertiary, secondary, never primary. The first thing is always a dream, which is you. There was a song about 40 years ago that speaks about love that fails. And it ends with this refrain. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never lasts forever, tell me, what's forever for? It is easy in this world to become sarcastic and pessimistic and see all the failures of relationships and opportunities as if that is all there is. But St. Francis had a beautiful line that he prayed. He says, Lord, teach me to desire to love more than to be loved. As long as one person in a relationship says, I will never stop loving, then love is never a failure. There is always a spark. There is always a possibility. People like to say too quickly, love has died. No, you have given up. If one person says, I still love, it may not be the way I thought it could be. The expression may not be reciprocal, but I will never stop. This is what Jesus told us about loving without stopping, without failure. The word hospode pomilui is the Hebrew word hesed, which is that covenantal, undying love of God. Because God says this, I love you. There is nothing that you can do about that. The only thing you can choose is whether you want to respond in love or you choose not to love. But you will never change God's decision to love you, no matter what you do. And we as Christians are called to do the same. Because for Christian, there is only unconditional love. There is no such thing as conditional love. I will love her if she behaves like this. I will love him if he behaves like that. No. You either love or you don't love. You make up your mind. But God and most Christians have already made up their mind. We have to choose how to respond. Slava Isusu Christu.